care whether you lived or died? Have you ever wished for a true love so much that you just ached inside? Well, I have. And you know what I did? I wrote a letter to an angel and prayed for someone from above. Please send the boy with golden hair, the one who'll be my love. Oh, I've walked with him and talked with him. He even held me tight in his arms. He stroked my shiny hair, my skin so fair. He kissed my eyes,
my
lips,
my lips.
He kissed my face.
Recent time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Method. Yeah. Okay. Past the point of no return, this show is boarded. No taking it back. You just heard Connie and the Cones from 1958 on the Roulette label and Lonely Girl's Prayer. Ooh, is that the A side or the B side? I don't know. But the one side of it was I Love My Teddy Bear. Yeah, I believe it was the A side. Anyway, Lonely Girl's Prayer, Connie and the Cones, Roulette, 1958. You just heard the, before that, you heard the Esquires, and Cry Is All I Do. I got off the compilation, Gravel Volume 3. It originally was released in Canada on Capitol in 1965. Before that, you heard Ernie Maresca on a B-side, the Shout, Shout! Let It All Out! Crying Like a Baby Over You. Came out in 1962 on the Seville label. Then we kicked off, we didn't kick off the set with that set. It was Jack Scott and What in the World's Come Over You. Released in Britain in 1959 on Top Rank. Released in this country on Carlton. But you heard the Top Rank release because that's the one I had. And then we kicked it off with the Liberty Bell from 1967 originally released on the CB label. I got off the compilation Garage Beat 66, Volume 7. Came out in 2007 on Sundays. Name of the track is called That's How It Will Be. 617-627-3800 is the number to call if you want to touch base. 73800 on the Tufts campus. Damned if I can find Herman's Hermits in this studio. That is killing me. You're killing me. Not you, the person that requested. You're killing me. I'll play it next week. Anyway, I can't find it. Look at that. I'm just getting old. I think my brain is dried. Anyway, this is the second half of the show. Coming up in about 54 minutes will be the lounge with Danny and whoever. But first, this week's song that everybody knows, and so much more. These are the Desperate Hours.
Brand new bag. And this is crazy to see. the cards and made a deal. The Swami's tent for just one meal. A puff of smoke, away he went. Now I'm the owner of his tent. Swami, Swami, hasn't even got a dime. Swami, Swami, fooling people all the time.
This is Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Something is wrong. Nothing. Well, kind of nothing. I think the condom might have broken.
Broken?
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay, relax.
Relax? I mean, what are the chances of that? It's like...
Surreal?
Yeah. This isn't supposed to happen. We're being responsible here.
Okay, well, don't panic.
Don't panic? How can you say that?
Being responsible means having a backup plan, like emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh, no, that's just great. What's EC?
For more information or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens, brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
I saw him at the party, standing in the corner, looking just as good as he could be.
Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Yeah. Okay, let me explain away this first set of the second hour. Just heard the Dixie Cups. That's going out to Tony and Julie. They listen every week. They're right here in Medford. They support all of us disc jockeys and whatever we do. Well, that's the Dixie Cups. You should have seen him seen the way he looked at me. A single came out on Redbird. And the other side is No True Love. And I got a ton of this Redbird stuff at home. Plus, I got compilations on top of it. Anyway, released in 1964. Before that, the Inferno did Inferno. I got off the compilation Teen Blast USA Volume 1. came out on Gyro probably a dozen or so years ago, originally released on the Plastic label in 1968. For that, the What For, and I'm Gonna Destroy That Boy, and I forget the name of the group that they covered. I got off a compilation, Girls in the Garage, Volume 5, came on Romulan many, many years ago, originally released on Columbia. Yes, it was a major label release in 1966. For that, Wayne Newton, arranged by Terry Melcher, song written by Gary Usher, and Coming On Too Strong, 1965 on Capitol. Before that, William Penn 5 did Swami, originally released on the Thunderbird label in 1967. I got off the compilation Garage Beat 66 Volume 6. Came out about 10 years ago on Sundazed. And then before that, this week's song that everybody knows, Papa's Got a Brand New Bag, Part 1, came out in 1965 on the King label. And we kicked it off with a track that was previously unreleased, recorded in 1967 on the in Gulfstream Studios in Hollywood, Florida. Scotland Yard did Why. I got off the compilation Psychedelic States, Florida in the 60s, Volume 4. 617-627-3800 is the number to call. I want to touch base, 73800 on the Tufts campus. Anyway, and I always look for bumpers, listener bumpers. I just think it's fun to have. And you think you get to know people on social media when they call or whatever. They make a bumper. They make you a star. It's fun for me. It's fun for you. All you got to do is make it a WAV or an MP3 and email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's CoffeeandSmokes at verizon.net. And the Desperate Hours does have a Facebook page. Desperate Hours on WMFO, by all means, like it. Anyway, coming up in about 31 minutes will be The Lounge. Stick around. Got another couple of sets. These are the Desperate Hours.
Near. She's not there at all. This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
I am a fool for sharing you with someone else. You're a fool for taking two loves yourself.
the girl I love, it's you she adores.
You she adores.
See the girl with the long blonde hair.
The long blonde hair.
Standing there without a care.
Without a care.
No one could ever realize
that in a
secret place she really cries over you.
She cries over you.
She cries over you.
She cries over you.
Here I stand. With a long blonde hair.
Long blonde hair.
See the girl with the long blonde hair.
Long blonde hair.
Standing there without a care.
Without a care.
No one could ever realize
that in a
secret place she really cries over you.
She cries over you.
She cries over you.
She cries over you.
Because she me, she still loves you.
She still loves you.
Because she doesn't love me, she still loves you.
She still loves you.
Because she doesn't love me. Because she doesn't love me.
Still want to eat? Quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Yes, that was a rather maudlin, or wound up being a maudlin set. Just heard the Zephyrs, a band called the Zephyrs, a track that was originally released on the Colonial label in 1967. I got off a compilation, Sigh, Cry, Die. Came out on Cheap Cheap, which is part of Arf Arf, a number of years ago. Before that, the Pastel Six, a previously unreleased track recorded for Downey Records in 1962. I got off the compilation Surf Legends and Rumors, 1961 to 64, and Don't Leave Me. Before that, the immortal Patti Page. I mean, if she stopped after How Much Is That Doggy in the Window, she'd still be like a Hall of Famer to me. Anyway, Patti Page did Three Fools. Came out in 1962 on the Mercury label. And then we kicked off the set with Fabiano Forte from South Philly. A track called About This Thing Called Love, originally released on this Chancellor label in 1960. Out of the compilation, what was it, Wild Sides? Yeah, Wild Sides, Volume 3. I didn't even put in that. Oh, that's... Damn it. Anyway, what are you going to do? You know, I make a mistake on the air. Well, I probably just did. But anyway, coming out in about 18 minutes will be The Lounge. So stick around. Meanwhile, let's bring this old girl home. These are Desperate Hours.
This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you lock in your attic.
Way up there on the triple R, yippee-yay, yippee-yo, the horses are the best by far, yippee-yay, yippee-yo.
So saddle up, boys, and saddle up well, and listen to the story that we have to tell.
Yippee-yay, yippee-yay, yippee-yo.
Spin is a cowboy, yes siree.
Yippee-yay, yippee-yo.
The best ever seen by you or me.
Yippee-yay, yippee-yo.
When he jumps in the saddle, what a sight to see. The pony's tail's where his head should be.
Yippee-yay, yippee-yay, yippee-yo.
Marty sure was a pain in the neck.
Yippee-yay, yippee-yo. A bus he nearly made a wreck.
No telling what he might have been.
But he's sure swell now, cause he's just like Spin. Yippee-yay, yippee-yay, yippee-yo.
Ollie's a wrangler for the Triple R.
Yippee-yay, yippee-yo.
But he should have done his riding in a good used car.
Yippee-yay, yippee-yo.
With a hoop and a holler and the wind in his shirt, then a pitch and a thud and Ollie ate the dirt.
Yippee-yay, yippee-yay, yippee-yo.
Tells us right from wrong.
Yippee-yay, yippee-yo.
And he sings a doggone pretty song.
Yippee-yay, yippee-yo.
Once a bull chased Burnett through the hay, but it didn't stop a singing, they went that away.
Yippee-yay, yippee-yay, yippee-yo.
Jolly old England was my home.
Yippee-yay, yippee-yo.
But in my youth I wished to roam.
Yippee-yay, yippee-yo.
Little did I dream of going so far to be a blooming cow poker for the Triple R.
Yippee-yay, yippee-yay, yippee-yo. In the sun we're riding, singing. Yippee-yay, yippee-yo. Back the echoes come a-ringing. Yippee-yay, yippee-yo. So sway in the saddle and swing along and sing another chorus of the Triple R song. Yippee-yay, yippee-yay, yippee-yo.
I don't need no one.
7:57 Eastern Time, and they're playing that song. You know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track. From the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-were's. From the 50s to the present day, my name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs each and every Thursday evening, whether you like it or not, from 6 to 8 p.m. Anyway, let me explain away this last set of the evening. You just heard the Tidal Waves, on a track that was originally released on the Hanna-Barbera label in 1967, and Action Speaks Louder Than Words. I got off the compilation Green Crystal Ties, Volume 7. Before that, the Four El Morocos. Now, I just threw that in there. It's a compilation cut off of Strum and Mental Part 3. The name of the track is called Tobango. Originally released on the Triumph label. I have no idea what the date was. Before that, Tony Church and the Crusade. This track appeared on the Psychedelic States Ohio Volume 2 compilation. Track was called Can You Pick Yourself? Originally released on the Tammy label in 1968. Damn, I'm sounding like Tom Carvel. You know the Carvel commercials? Cookie piece. Anyway, Danny's in the house. Anyway, before Tony Church, you're at The Elite and My Confusion, a band out of the Fort Worth teen scene, but I have a Back from the Grave Volume 1. It was originally released on the Charay label in 1966. Well, that's Spinning Marty from 1955 and the Mickey Mouse Club and the Triple R song. Wow, that one's going out to Tony, too, because he loved it. I'm going to bring in all my Mickey Mouse records. For that, the Esquires kicked off the set with Come On, Come On from the compilation Jump, Jive, and Harmonize, originally released on the Texan label in 1965. It has been compiled several times. The Jump, Jive, and Harmonize compilation came out on Teenage Shutdown. Anyway, Danny's in the house. My name is Alex. As always, the pleasure is mine. Take care.
Come running.